Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Yes, we're glad you're with us because we have an exciting episode, another part of Jacob's life. And if I'm remembering correctly, the last time we were together, Jacob was thinking, I better get out of town before sundown because my brother wants to kill me. I got Dad's blessing. Mom wants him to go, and so
Dad gives him... And to find a wife there.
Yeah, to find a wife. He's off to find a wife. So, where are we?
Okay, so we're in Genesis 28, verse 10, and it says, Now Jacob went out from Beersheba, that's where he was living, and went towards Haran. That's where he's going. It's 450 miles.
That's a long trip.
Yeah. Remember the last time Abraham sent his steward there to go find a wife, which he found Rebecca.
Yes.
It's 450 miles. He had a long time to pray.
Oh, my gosh.
So Jacob's going to have a long time to pray before he's going to get there. It's going to take him weeks. But he's in such a hot hurry that this first day, he travels 40 miles. 40 miles on foot.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
It
plus,
sure
if
is.
He took anything with him, I don't know if he took anything with him.
Yeah, I don't know if he had a backpack.
It doesn't say. So anyway, he must have had a lot on his mind, thinking about, you know, I'm in a hurry to get out of here because my brother's going to come after me and kill me. So he can't go backwards, but he's on a journey to go forward, set on a mission by his mom and his dad. And he's probably thinking, I don't even know if they're there anymore. Or are they going to welcome me? What am I going to find when I get there?
Yeah.
Will I get killed on the journey going there? You know, I don't know what's in front of me. I have no idea what's going to happen next. All I know is I'm running for my life.
It seems like a little, if I can here, a little microcosm of all of our lives.
At different times.
In different times. We're on a journey. You know, we don't know what's up ahead. I guess for all of us, in a sense, we have an uncertain future. We look at the world, and the world is certainly facing an uncertain future right now in so many areas and avenues. And so here's Jacob, and just like you said, where exactly am I going? How do I get there? What am I going to find?
But God closed the door behind him, so he couldn't go backwards.
Can't go back.
And I think that happens in our lives, too, where we, you know, the Lord closes something down behind us, and we can't go back. Maybe it's the old lifestyle we had. Maybe it's we lost a job, and we can no longer have that job, or we have to move, or whatever. But the door's been closed, so now there's only one direction we can move, and that's forward. Without knowing. And it's like, if you think that you're unusual to not be able to know what the next step is, and welcome to all of God's kids.
Yeah.
Because he seems to delight in not taunting us, but to reassure us that he's got a plan, he's with us, and that we need to trust him one day at a time.
I guess sometimes we're like the kid in the back seat of the car that says, are we there yet?
Yeah. And then once we get there, we find out it's just a stopover until the next place that we're going to go to.
The next place we're off to, right.
So he, at the end of the 40 miles that first day, emotionally, physically, he is exhausted.
In every way, yeah.
So verse 12 says, Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac, the land in which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. So we were talking about that land right there, which didn't look like much of anything. It was actually in Canaan. But that was very close to where Abraham was and how he, when he escaped from his home and he camped out there, that God gave him that promise, remember?
Yes, yes.
So he's kind of going
very similar. But I like that in his time of need, God met him.
Right. Well, we're going to find out by the things that he says to God back what some of his fears were. And so the Lord's going to give him comfort and an antidote for those fears by being specific to him. So So he has this dream, and he sees a ladder, and at the top of the ladder is heaven. He sees angels that were coming up and down the ladder, and then he sees God standing at the top, and he makes that declaration to him, "I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants." It's a very special place. In verse 14, he says, "Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth." Now, that's the same promise he gave to Abraham, right?
Exactly.
This is two generations down. He says, "You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Mm. Wow, what a promise that he's given to him. Same promise he gave to Abraham, and then through Isaac, and now he's given it to Jacob, who's a scoundrel. I mean, he's better than his brother, the scoundrel, but he's still, you know. So God has chosen him as to be the one that he's going to give this all to. So this is, I think, cool, because the Lord also tells him, "Behold, I am with you." And I love this. He says, "And I will keep you wherever you go." So this is our promise too. "I'm with you. I will keep you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I've spoken to you." Mm-hmm. So those promises that God gives to each of us individually based on his plan for us, they're sure thing.
They're a sure thing, yes.
And it's not going to stop until he's fulfilled those promises. Yes. So do we worry about it each day, about how he's going to fulfill his promises
to
me?
Sometimes. You know, Jesus says to us as well, we read in the New Testament, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
Right.
And so that promise carries through to us. And it makes me think also of Joshua. As Joshua was going into the land, the Lord says, "I'll be with you. Wherever you step, I'll have already been there."
Right. I think that is one of the most comforting concepts or promises in the Bible for me. It always has been. Because oftentimes I've struggled with being alone or being afraid or what's next.
Yeah.
And when I sink into the knowledge that God is with me right now where I'm at, and he'll be with me tomorrow, then
you can
what settle. Do I need to be afraid of? You know, it's just so right. comforting to know, because he loves me and he has a plan.
Yeah.
So
there's that other saying that goes, never be afraid to trust your unknown future to our known God.
That's wonderful. Okay, so you had written in your sermon notes just the night before, he had no awareness of God's presence being with him. He was just focused on go, 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 go.
Yeah, they call that running and gunning.
Yeah, he was tired, he was frightened, didn't know what was going to happen, his future.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about sometimes we feel the same way.
Lord, says, are you here?
And even though that we can't see him, like that song says, he's with us and he's working. So we remember that God loves us, and then that he's never going to leave us, that he has a plan. Now, because he was afraid and God was giving him these promises, we know that's what was going on inside of his mind and his heart. And verse 17, Jacob says, "And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning, took the stone that he put in his head and set it up as a pillar. And then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on," those are his fears, "so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God."
And these are the things that we're going to talk about on our next session. Man, this time goes by fast, doesn't it? So what do you want people to remember out of this?
God has a plan.
God has a plan. God's with you.
And if he closes the door behind you and you can't go backwards, you just keep going forward.
Keep marching forward.
And he's going to reveal himself to you, that he's with you and encourage you and not scold you.
That's a good word for each of us. Father, thank you for today, for your love. And thank you, Father, for revealing more of Jacob's life. Sometimes he looks more and more like us. Bless each one. I ask this in Jesus' name. Everybody says, Amen. God bless you.